Dino, just while waiting to get Richard back, an SMS from Gordon. I hope my SMS can get read for a change to Thomas and Callender. What a disgrace. Nature Strip was denied Horse of the Year honours. He's a genuine champion because he wins most times. Beryl Egan is not a champion. She loses far too many races. Let us salute Nature Strip as Australia's best racehorse. Gordon, Very Elegant won her Horse of the Year for 2020-21 season. The Horse of the Year for 21-22 season hasn't been decided yet. But I think, Dino, that Royal Ascot win just puts the rubber stamp on Nature Strip to be Horse of the Year, Dino.
I don't think the horse could be denied, surely,
no,
right?
It just wins. And we've got Rich back on the line. Hey, Rich, we just lost you there, but we're talking about Royal Ascot. We just had a listener just text us about Nature Strip, and he is a genuine champion, and he will be Horse of the Year for 2021-22, Rich.
Yeah, good morning again, Ray. There's no doubt he'll be the Horse of the Year, and rightly so. That was a wonderful experience at Royal Ascot, and, you know, it was probably a fitting crown for our champion trainer and Chris Waller, and it was great to see so many Aussies there to celebrate.
Yeah, no, it was a wonderful occasion. And without sounding too over-the-top patriotic, it made you proud to be an Australian that day. And I know Chris is a New Zealander, I know J-Max is a New Zealander, but they went over there effectively as Sydney-based trainer and jockey with their Australian sprinter, and the English actually embraced us over there, didn't
we? We embrace anyone, Ray, that wins for us.
Well, the English actually embraced us, didn't they, Rich? It was quite amazing.
Yeah, look, it was super duper. I think there was more love for Nature Strip than there was for probably the heavily backed favourite, the American Golden Pal.
Yeah.
And, you know, the good thing is that a few of the Coolmore gang with Golden Pal and Wesley War, Wesley the trainer, they think he was a tad unlucky. Beautiful, beautiful. Bring him down to Australia. Bring him down here so everyone can laugh at him.
Exactly. Hey, Rich, I don't know when you got back home, but yesterday's racing at Randwick, we're just talking to Joe Pride, and sometimes fortune favours the brave, doesn't it? Glenn Schofield was a bit of a gamble there, taking off well before the home turn, but that's the way to ride Taxu, Rich.
Oh, there's no doubt. He caught a few of them napping, I think, including probably, you know, Josh Parr, who rode the following winner in Holt. But I think Josh didn't realise, wow, he said Glenn Schofield's that far in front, and he got going late on Oscar Zulu, but unfortunately the bird had flown. You know, he's turning up at 9 o'clock for the 8:45 ferry. You've got to be there nice and early. And, yeah, look, Glenn turned the clock back. He's riding well, Glenn, but the highlight is seeing, I think, the way Chad just took a little while, his son,
he's
to
a
get
star.
Back into the rhythm in Sydney. But he's a world-class rider, Chad Schofield, and he's winning rides. He just gets horses to travel, and he's as strong, too. He's strong as an ox. And
he's at one with a horse, isn't he, Rich? He's just at one with a horse. He's great to watch.
I think Glenn would be more proud as a father, like I will with my kids, of how good a rider and how talented his son is.
Rich, I've got to ask you, where did you get out and about in London? Did you find a couple of bars? Did you find a pub? Did you find a good feed?
See, Bulldog, this might surprise you and a lot of people. I'm not really a drinker or an outbody. I'm more of a homebody. I missed my kids when I was away. I better throw the missus in as well. we stayed at a beautiful little place near Monument, Bulldog, which is where the Great Fire of London started. We found a little nice steak joint there. I was there with a mate of mine, Peter Whitten, who's been involved in racing a long time, a former trainer, TV executive. But, look, it's funny. Imagine turning up in a top hat and tail somewhere in Sydney. You just feel that embarrassed, but there's so many people walking around in London when you get to Waterloo Station to catch the train. I know Ray got a chauffeur driven every day to Royal Ascot.
Unfortunately,
we had to catch the train, Bulldog, and let me tell you, from Waterloo all the way up to Ascot, the train is absolutely chock-a-block, and you can't move. But it's just a wonderful experience. As I've said before, the horses don't go there for the prize money. The prize money is so much better in Australia. You go there just for the what it is, I suppose, the
prestige.
Glory.
Yeah, the prestige.
But it is the prestige, because it's you do feel special putting a top hat and tails on. But
Rich, I saw a photo of you in top hat and tails. Gee, there was a bit of pressure on that front button.
See, Dean, you've got to bring it back to weight all the time. What about,
I'm telling the truth. Whoever took the photo was going to cop one in the eye.
I was better the second and third day. The first day that was a little bit too tight.
Actually, the weather was a bit warm for the English, though, Rich. I thought it was great. Hey, Rich, the other thing that really surprised me over there, just finally, Rich, was how much the Everest has obviously cemented itself now as the world's premier sprint, and other trainers in Europe were talking about the Everest, but they were also talking about the Golden Eagle. Now, there has been criticism of the race being worth $10 million, but on the flip side, that's why this race has suddenly become part of that conversation. And indeed, Charlie Appleby's already targeting the race. William Haggas is trying to find the right sort of horse. Aidan O'Brien wants to send a horse or two down for the Golden Eagle. It's resonating overseas, Rich.
I'll tell you what, I had a little smile on his face when we were standing there in the mounting yard when Charlie Appleby, he brought up the Golden Eagle without prompting.
Yeah.
And I just had a little giggle on myself, and Peter Whitt said, "What are you giving that?" I said, "I'm just thinking about all the knockers back in Australia that'd be dirty that a trainer in England brought up the Golden Eagle." The Everest has been a success. We all know that. And with every success, you're going to have some failures. And there's some races that haven't worked. There's other things that haven't worked. But if you don't, too many people say, but that won't work. You know, if you don't try, you'll never succeed. And the Golden Eagle, it's building and building. I'd love to see the Golden Rose get the biggest boost, because I think it's one of our great races. But the Golden Rose, the Golden Eagle, the Everest, I think there's three hugely, greatly popular races and that we hang our hat on in Sydney races.
No, well said, Rich. It was good to see you over there. It was really an honour to be there at Royal Ascot to watch Nature Strip win, and indeed to see Artorias run so well. Hey, Rich, good to have you back, mate, and we'll talk next week.
We will, and Bulldog, let me tell you that Ray probably didn't see this, but because behind the curtain, Ray, there's people that we sit in the back there. We were sitting, I could see you from a distance up there with your legs up on your nice bed in the plane, but I was cramped back in 95 with all the battlers.
I was back there with you, don't worry, Rich.